The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Over 65% of cosmetics sold online are fake. That's according to which found that more than two-thirds of popular branded products bought from websites like Amazon and eBay and TikTok Shop and Vinted are actually counterfeit. We'll talk about that in a moment. But first of all, it is summer. You might know it to look out the window. But one of the plagues of summer are those rashes, like Strimmer's rash, whatever that might be, and the rash caused by a horsefly bite. I'm joined by Celine Daly, registered advanced nurse and nurse tutor. Celine, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, talk to me about summer rashes.
Summer rashes. So we'll start off with Strimmer's rash. And this is something called phytophotodermatitis, more Greek language and skin conditions. So phyto means plant, photo means light, and dermatitis refers to skin inflammation. And this particular skin condition occurs when your skin becomes in contact with plant chemicals or sarolins and UV light. So what we might not realize is that many plants and vegetables contain chemicals, which are known as photosensitizers. It makes us sensitive to UV light. A common one is called sarolin. And many plants contain sarolin, things like parsley, carrot, fig, citrus fruits, particularly lime, for example, garden rue, and can also be present in fragrances from plant oils like bergamot, which is a very common scent used in perfumes and in room air diffusers and things like that. A very common plant that's found in Ireland that causes a huge amount of problems with this particular condition is something called giant hogweed. Now, listeners may not be familiar with this, but you will have seen giant hogweed. Mm. It's not native to Ireland, came here in the 1890s as an ornamental plant and then escaped out to the wilderness and to our countryside and is found everywhere along beautiful walks, riversides, banks and all that kind of thing. It looks like, for the want, it looks like a baby's breath, or it looks like a very small hydrangea, for example. So it's pretty beautiful and you would be tempted to clip it, but do not touch it because the sap of this contains a lot of sarolin and can trigger this condition called phytophotodermatitis.
So Strimmer's rash then is, if you're strimming, you're actually allowing what's left after you strim to exude this chemical.
Yes. So can you imagine you have a big garden or a meadow, you're using your strimmer going forward and back, you're having shorts, your t-shirt on, the sun is shining, or 80% of the UV rays come through clouds, let's not forget that one. So if you're strimming, you cut this particular it grows up to 5 meters. You cut the branch of it, the sap pours all over you, the sun is shining and you get this rash. Now, typically it can be very mild. It can cause a little bit of redness, sometimes a blister can form, but then in some people who are quite sensitive, every area that's exposed to sap can become blistered, red, inflamed. If you have blisters and you scratch the skin, for example, the skin can become broken, then you can get skin infections and you can run into some really big trouble. So if more than 30% or over a third of your skin is affected by this, you feel unwell, you get the shivers, seek medical attention immediately. The most important thing to do is to go in, wash your skin with a soap-free, fragrance-free wash, use plain lotion, something with menthol in it is good to use as well, or just some plain Vaseline, for example. But do seek medical advice, take ibuprofen as prescribed by your GP or your pharmacist, and that can help as well with this rash. But protect your skin. Remember your SPF 50. And if you're going out to cut grass, for example, or walking along, long sleeves, long trousers, don't expose your skin.
Now, what about horsefly bites? I can't remember the last time I saw a horsefly, but then I don't live in a rural area. Where they
like
may
me.
Be more common.
Yeah. These are having a moment at the moment, Pat. We had a good spell of weather for the last couple of weeks and neighbours of mine came down to seek first aid from me recently from a clague or a horsefly bite. Now, you can't miss them really if you haven't seen them. They're quite a large insect. The male is very, very large, but the female in this instance is more deadly than the male. So the female will bite you, whereas the males don't. Females need blood to fertilise their eggs, so they will fly around seeking blood wherever they can find it. They're not more plentiful apparently in good weather, but it's just that we're out more, particularly in country areas. Again, we live near a walk here near the beach, near water, and they tend to hang around those areas. Now, the horsefly has a pair of almost steak knife, or if you can imagine, saw-like mandibles to saw into your skin to cut your blood vessels to get some blood. Unlike our friend the mosquito, mosquitoes have more an injection point when they tend to seek your blood, and they inject a little bit of local and a anaesthetics, but it's venom to keep your blood flowing. Our friend the horsefly won't inject a local anaesthetic into you, but will inject that chemical to keep your blood flowing as an anticoagulant. It's very painful. If you've ever been bit by a clegg or a horsefly, you'll know it. So you'll feel that and you tend to shoo them away. But again, most people, if they're bit by a horsefly, will feel pain. It's a little bit red and they get on with their day. Some people, though, are very sensitive to the horsefly bite and they can develop a kind of a cellulitis, a very red inflamed reaction to this. And again, seek advice if your skin is blistered, if your skin is broken, you get the chills, you feel very unwell, make sure that you seek some urgent medical advice. Go to your pharmacist. Again, an antihistamine under the supervision of your pharmacist. Wash the area again with some cold water. Cold compress like an ice pack. If it's your arm or your leg, elevate that limb. That will really help with the swelling as well. And again, remember your UV, your factor 50 and your long clothing as well, if you're out walking in particularly in muddy areas or by the river.
Now, finally, Celine, that report from Which magazine about counterfeit cosmetics, people paying big money for stuff that's not the real thing.
Yes, and this is so interesting. Now, this has been around forever. In 2017, there was a report into counterfeit products, and cosmetics and skincare was in the top five, if you imagine, along with handbags and medications. So I'm sure you're wondering why people go along online trying to buy cheaper cosmetics. If you take an average skincare for a woman in her 30s and 40s, say myself, for example, I might have five products I use every day. One of those products is a serum that can range from 150 to 250 euros. My husband now is absolutely pulling his hair out. But if things are that expensive, you're going to try and seek a cheaper alternative to that. Don't, because if you buy cheap, you will buy twice. What the Which magazine article has done here is they looked at a snapshot of fakes, and they have found that the absolute majority of things bought on TikTok Shop, for example, or Vintage, are fake, and then half of what was bought on Amazon, eBay are also fake. What's the big deal here, you say? Well, first of all, the product is probably made somewhere like somebody's kitchen table or an environment that's not suitable. I want my skincare made in a big factory with quality control where it's safe and it's clean for a start off. First of all, it's probably going to be ineffective. So again, you want to save some money, but it's not going to work for you as the original product that was recommended for you will work. The really important thing we're talking about anti-aging and cosmeceuticals is typically when we buy anti-aging products, it's a retinol, it's glycolic acid. These products are going to take our rough skin off. And that's fine when it's under supervision or when it's a product that has been tested. But if it's a product that hasn't been tested, for example, it can bring on skin flares, it can cause issues with your skin. The other thing that people tend to buy a lot online is what is sunscreen, for example. Now, again, your sunscreen needs to be tested in rigor to make sure it's going to protect you against UV rays that are harmful to your skin and can cause skin cancer. If you buy these products online, they may not be tested and may cause skin infections, but ultimately won't protect your skin from dangerous UV light. So do not buy online.
The answer is buyer beware. Celine Daly, registered advanced nurse and nurse tutor, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.